Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to another Work Like a Laker podcast. Today we have a different kind of episode. It's more like just a quick little bonus than what we originally planned. Recently we got an email from some folks on campus about a new person who's joining the Grand Valley community. His name's Matt Gyra, and he is the entrepreneur in residence. And as part of his role, we'll dive into a cool new program that he's going to be launching. And we just thought it'd be a great idea if we just release this extra little short, because there's going to be some applications coming soon, and it gives all of you an opportunity to, you know, get in the game early. So, Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And I know I gave just a super simple intro, but could you maybe tell the audience a little about yourself, who you are, how you even got into entrepreneurship at all?
Yeah, I'll try to keep it short and sweet, not too long of a story, because I feel like I could blab around for a while. But so I'm Matt Gyra. I'm the entrepreneur in residence here at Grand Valley. And basically that just means I'm here to help create student businesses. But I got into entrepreneurship. I was a student I graduated in 2016 from Hope College. But while I was at Hope, I created a company called Fathom, where we made underwater drones.
Nice.
Create a whole tech company, raised like a bunch of venture capital, and went through some really amazing programs, including like Gale, Techstars, and like their other entrepreneurship programs around the country. So, yeah.
Nice. And I think it's really cool what you mentioned, that the fact that you started this while you were a student.
Yeah.
You know, working in a career center, every once in a while I'll get a student in my office who says something like, you know, I really like what I'm studying, but I hate the idea of being cooped up in an office, or I hate the idea of having someone else manage my schedule. But then quickly they pivot to, but I'm in Grand Rapids. There's no way I could launch anything from here that can actually get some traction.
Totally.
What do you answer? What are your thoughts on people who have that perspective?
I think it's there's not an awareness around like entrepreneurship. I think that's the biggest issue, right? You think of entrepreneurship and like startups, things like that, like you just think like Silicon Valley or the East Coast, like you think of like these big startup hubs, and like, oh, like I can't do that, I'm here in Grand Rapids. Like, that doesn't happen here in Grand Rapids. There's actually like, it actually is happening here in Grand Rapids, not to the scale of like Silicon Valley or the coast, but it is happening. Like, I have numerous friends, we did it. I'm still an entrepreneur, like I have my own business outside of this. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely doable. You just got to have like the right supporting pieces around you, and that's what we're here for.
Okay, yeah, and that's one of the things. So let's get right into it. What is this program that you're helping launch on campus for our students?
Yeah, so we are launching 77 Idea Lab, which is basically, it's a student accelerator program, which basically just means that it's a like a startup boot camp.
Okay.
So if you have like a startup idea or like just a problem that you're really passionate about, we'll help you through like finding, like figuring out the business model and figuring out like what a business can look like around that. So you can like potentially after graduation it's at least like a part-time business, mm-hmm. or if not, like if it's hopefully we can get you to a point where it's a full-time business right after graduation, and be really like something that you're impactful with.
Nice. And, starting a business takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right. Being disciplined is going to be a big piece of it. I've dabbled with things on the side of my own in the past. What are some of the basic things you'd say someone needs? And I know it's not a universal answer, but some of the basic things you see have worked for others who are successful in starting their own business.
Yeah, I think especially for student entrepreneurs and myself, like myself and like who's a younger entrepreneur, but really creating like that like cast of mentors and like advisors. Mm-hmm. That was something that I started doing like right when like my senior year at Hope. Was really creating like this advisory board that I can go to, and like they could bring in experiences that were like totally like something that I didn't have, but they could get, like show me the ropes. There's that piece of it. I think just like plugging into like the entrepreneurial community, if you want to get into entrepreneurship, like just plug in. There's a lot of people in town that are like super helpful, and like you can just reach out to them and just like get here at the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. You can just plug right in. Like, we're always in the office and like hanging out. We just be part of the community, even if you don't necessarily have an idea, but you just have if you know you have an entrepreneurial spirit, just like be in that entrepreneurial space, because I think you'll have ideas and opportunities that will come to you naturally.
Yeah, and this ties into one of our previous episodes on networking. That's basically what you're discussing right there. You want to start building out your network, and it's not the scary thing where you have to be fake and just you know, reach out to a bunch of people that you don't really care about speaking to. It's ultimately about building some sort of authentic relationship.
Yep.
And in this case, as an entrepreneur, when you build something like what you mentioned, an advisory board, or you go to some of the local networking events, and there are a lot of different entrepreneurship groups in the greater West Michigan area, many centered in Grand Rapids, actually. It gives you a great opportunity to learn from others, but then maybe also teach. You never know. You might be way more experienced in some areas than another person, and you kind of start helping each other out that way.
Yeah, and I think, like, I think as a student, you're like, oh, I don't know anything, yada, yada. Like, it's really easy to go down that pathway, like, mentally. But actually, like, there's a ton of people you can help, even if you're just a student. Like, if you come with, like, a marketing background or engineering, like, if you're with a marketing background, well, you can go talk to a technical founder, like, someone who has, like, an engineering background, and be able to share so much wisdom, even with your little bit of knowledge of it. Even if you just know social media, like, there's a ton of, like, entrepreneurs and, like, people that are in the space that have no idea even how to, like, create, like, consistent content and things like that. And the same thing with engineering. If you, like, are able to build things or, like, do software development, there's a ton of opportunities for that and to work with other entrepreneurs and even just, like, create, like, finding people that want to start a business with you. So even if you're like, I don't have all the skill set right now, that's totally okay. Like, you're going to develop that. You're going to work on that. You're also going to meet people that can help complement, like, your skill set.
Yeah. You mentioned something very important there, which is you will develop it. Yeah. Nobody's perfect right now. Anytime you engage in a sort of a new project, you're going to have to develop some skills because there will always be some obstacles you need to overcome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I think, like, entrepreneurship, that's all it really is like constantly learning and adapting. You're always going to be like trying to, I mean, one really good example that someone put, like, said to me that, like, just a few weeks ago was entrepreneurship is just like, you know, like you're walking into, like, a house that's burning. Which is a little bit weird to say, but, like, it's true. Like, there's always a fire that's burning, like, a problem that you got to go solve. And, like, you don't always have, the perfect skill set to go, like, solve it. But half the time, like, you're the only one who, like, is able to do it. So you just got to figure out, learn it. Like, Google, YouTube, other mentors and advisors, like, that's all your best friends. Like, I constantly, I'm searching on YouTube, like, how do I do this and that? And I've been doing entrepreneurship for over 5 years now. So,
you know, the same way that one person might YouTube how to beat a video game or, you know, how to perfect your basketball shot. You could YouTube or Google a bunch of different problems that you have in the business world. Somebody who I knew that's ran a couple of successful businesses, one of the things they shared with me was that a good business person is somebody who finds the efficient way to solve problems. And that if you can get good at solving a lot of problems, you'll end up finding some business ideas. And that's kind of how he approached it.
Totally. I mean, because that's at the end of the day, that's what entrepreneurship is. It's just problem solving. When you start a business, like, a business exists to solve a problem. That's like that's why businesses and organizations exist, is to solve and, you know, solve problems that people are facing. So if you can, like, that when you're an entrepreneur, like, that's all you're doing is, like, solving problems within the business so that your business can go solve a greater problem. That's, like, that's the way I've always pictured it. And I think that's what. That's why, like, if you're a really awesome entrepreneur and you see, like, these, like, serial entrepreneurs or people have done multiple businesses, they just know how to solve problems and give you super creative with it. And, like, they're just really resourceful. And then you just get that just by experience and doing it as much as you can.
Nice. And, you know, another challenge or pushback that I've gotten from students who share they want to start a business is that they don't have any money.
Yeah.
Right. And in some cases, it's true. The project that they want to create does need some sort of funding.
Yeah.
But I've always seen other cases where they think they need money, but it's because they're trying to build something kind of beyond their scope right now, when all they need is what, you know, some entrepreneurs will call, like, that MVP, that minimum viable product.
Yeah, minimum viable product.
There you go. So can you talk a little bit about that funding, money? When do you know you actually need money versus when you have to just bootstrap that project?
Yeah, so actually, so with 77 Idea Lab 2, we're handing out $1,000 grants for every team we bring in. So that's no strings attached money, which is awesome. The other thing we're going to be supporting students with is, like, we actually have a really awesome track record here at Grand Valley is doing student competitions. So there's student competitions. We'll send students out to, like, you know, TCU, Minnesota. Like, we send them students all over the country to go win pitch competitions. And I mean, Grand Valley, like, when I was at Hope being on their entrepreneur residence, like, Grand Valley was taking home so much more money than we were. I have friends who went through this program and they're like, yeah, we brought home $200,000 in grant money from student competitions. So there's money available, especially if you're a student entrepreneur. It exists, and we're here.
People are supporting students.
Yeah, people are totally doing that, and we're here to support you, like, and be able to go find those things. Like, we have a whole list on our website of those student competitions if you don't believe us. And we're here to, like, support you and, like, build those pitches and everything else. But to kind of get back to, like, what you're saying, like, I think most businesses, like, do you think entrepreneurs are really visionary? And I think when you have that mindset, you're like, oh, we have to create like this app or like software that's really expensive and like do it right now. But I think like, you know, the minimum MVP or minimum viable product usually is like something that's even like way simpler than that. I think you just have to break it down into like, okay, how do we do this even on like with like 10 people and not, you know, not 1,000 people right out of the gate. Like how do we do this with 10 people? So I think like there's a matter like, and you just got to be able to solve, like, can you show what you're doing on a really, really tiny scale? And then like, once you figured that out, then it makes more sense. Hey, like we can go find funding and things like that to really, so we can scale that up and be a real business. I think you just have to work, think really tiny to be able to think bigger, if that makes sense.
Nice. And those are some awesome resources.
Yeah.
What about deciding on an actual idea? Another challenge. I'm just giving you all the problems
right now.
That's
awesome.
Another challenge I'll work with students and they're facing is they say they can't decide. I have too many ideas. I don't know which one to pursue. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth it. I'm scared that I'm investing my time in something that, you know, I'm just going to have to shut down and pivot somewhere else next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, definitely if you have too many ideas, that's a really good thing. And I think at the end of the day, ideas are worth 2 cents. Like they're just like, you're just, they're your 2 cents. So I think, you know, and even if you, like, you have to pick an idea that you're the most passionate about, because if you're not passionate about it, like you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Especially when you find like, there's gonna be some hard moments. Entrepreneurship is like, it's a roller coaster of emotions. Like there's like crazy times where it's like, you know, not doing so hot. And there's like also times where it's like, oh my gosh, we're doing amazing. I think like if you're passionate about it, like, you'll be able to like smooth those emotions out. But I think like, even if you're like, if you pick an idea and like 6 months down the line, you're like, oh my gosh, we shouldn't have done this. Like that's totally okay. Cause you're learning, you're getting a ton of experience with doing that and going through it. And you know, even my own life, like Fathom, like we shut it down almost a year, less than a year ago now. That was 4 years of life, and that's okay though, because I have, my network has gone crazy. I've gotten a ton of experience through that. And I'm on to my next thing. Like what you're working on doesn't define you or your, like where you're going to go in life. I think you just have to keep that in mind. So it's okay if an idea, like if you're working on an idea for even like 4 years, 5 years, that's okay. See where it goes, because you have nothing really to lose other than like maybe, you know, a bigger paycheck. So
yeah, and you're still growing and learning and developing anyway. Yeah. Even with that project that you might decide to shut down for any reason,
right? Yeah, you're growing, you're learning, because you're gonna learn so much. Like entrepreneurship is super personal, no matter which way you cut it. Because you know, people are judging, like, you know, your company and things like that. And also, like, a lot of times, like, when you're the only person, or like you're like one of three people on a company, like a company, so much of it is like your own personal worth. So I think it's you're gonna learn a ton, and also just like how to manage emotions. And I think you're also gonna mature up and like see, you'll meet people you never thought you can meet. Like personally, I've met some really like people I never thought I'd even shake their hand, and now they're like some of my, you know, closest mentors. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
you sold me on the program. That's for sure. So you know, if you're a current this is for current students, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So if you're a current student and you've ever thought about starting a business, what if they already have their own business?
That's totally okay too.
If you have your own business, if you're thinking about it, I think this is an excellent program to sign up for. Where can they go and learn more about it online?
Yeah, so they can learn more about it. It's going to be posted on the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation's website soon. Okay. It'll be on there, and then applications will also be on there. We're probably going to be taking applications up through about Thanksgiving time.
Okay, and it'll be on the show notes, so you all know. So I'll have Matt just send me the link, and we'll add it to there. So you can just click on the info, it'll be linked to you.
Yeah, it'll be there. You're more than students are more than happy to like reach out to me through email or anyone that really at Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation.
Okay.
We're more than, even and if like,
where's you, the you office know, located?
We are in the Seedman Center.
Awesome.
So when you walk in, it's just straight to the left. We're right there.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Anything else you want to share? Any parting words at all?
I don't think so. Yeah. Just if you have an idea or business, like we'd love to chat with you and love to help with you. That's literally my entire job, is to help student entrepreneurs. So.
All right, awesome. Well, we will again see you at the beginning of next month. Thank you for your time listening to this episode, and we hope you get connected with Matt real soon.